I've been thinking a little bit about OAuth tests since a couple of days ago when I was in a meeting where we talked about OAuth tests quite a bit with some other ONF members. So I've been trying to figure out why is it that we don't run OAuth tests very often with OpenVSwitch. And what I've concluded about that is that the problem is that it's slow. So to make it so that we use it a little more, I guess the question is, how do we make it faster? And so I've been thinking about that a bit today. So I've come to a few conclusions. One is that it's slow because it only runs one test at a time, and parallelization would help. Now, I know that this would be difficult with a physical switch, but with OVS, when we run OVS OVF test, we generally run it against a virtual copy of OVS that doesn't use any real hardware. So to run OAuth test in parallel, we can just spin up lots of OVS instances. So the other thing that I've come up with is that virtual time would help, which is by that I mean that OpenVSwitch has this ability to what we refer to as fast forwarding time in its tests, and that means that time doesn't actually pass, but we tell OVS that the OVS variables that indicate the current time do advance, and that makes it a lot easier to simulate things that would normally take, say, several seconds or minutes. Because you can just skip over that time. And then finally, OAuth test it connects from the switch to the controller, which is the usual way that OpenFlow works, but it means that OAuth test after each test has to wait for the switch to connect back to it, which wastes some time waiting. So it would be faster if OAuth test would connect directly to the switch instead. So since then, I've taken a look at OAuth test, and I see that the newest version does have the ability to connect directly to the switch. So that's been fixed, but I still don't see any extensions for parallelism or for virtual time. So I'm looking at what it'll take to do those. With parallelism, it looks like the easiest way to do it is to do it externally because OAuth test is written in Python, and Python is pretty bad at parallelism. It doesn't really support threading, and you're pretty much stuck with using multiple processes. That might not be a big deal in this case, but on the other hand, I'm not really I'm not really a Python expert, and I do know how to do this externally. And that brings up my final point, which is that if we do this right, then we ought to be able to run this directly from make check if OAuth test is installed. And if we do that, then I would be running it all the time because I run make check all the time. So that would be good too. So those are my thoughts on OAuth test and how we can run it more often.